Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bellboys Podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Alvin.
And I'm Ben.
And the special guests, Alvin and Ben.
Hey. Are these mics different colors?
Yeah, I noticed that earlier.
Dude, I just noticed.
Oh, they are.
All right, this is the Alvin mic. That's the Ben mic.
Yeah, Ben has the rip one.
You motherfucker.
Ben probably ripped it.
No, I think I ripped it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
You motherfucker. You're
good. My first question off the dome. Everyone has their own opinion. We'll all go in a turn.
Okay.
For everybody. When you first met me, what was your opinion of me?
Ooh, that's a good question. I like that.
Yeah.
Good shit.
We'll start with Ben. Okay. Start with this.
Okay. The first time I met you, I just pulled up in your car.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, damn, this motherfucker's dope. Shit. He's driving. No. Real talk. Like, literally, there are a few people in our high school who had fucking cars, right?
Okay.
And you just take us out to lunch. I'm like, shit, dude, this guy's a homie. This guy's actually a homie. Because, like, we got fucking shitty-ass food back around our fucking area.
Yeah.
And, like, if you got a car, bro, that's an easy...
You're just like, this guy got a car. He's cool.
No, dead ass. That's the first impression. That's first impression.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't really talk to you.
No, that's valid. I get that.
Okay. I mean, for me, it's different because I've only heard of AJ, right? Because I went to a different high school. But other than that, I met AJ through Gene, which is we went through like Cal Poly Pomona. Just like.
Yeah, just fucking Gables. Around.
Yeah. But I've always heard only good of you. So like, I only thought of good intentions as in like, oh, I already know I'm gonna fuck with him.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I never like thought like, oh, this guy's fucking whack. No. It was like more of, I just wanted to get to know you more.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically it.
Alvin would always say like, yo, like I fuck with your whole crew, but like, I haven't really talked to AJ like that.
Yeah.
But Alvin was like, I feel like I fuck with him. Like, and he asked me like, do you think he'd fuck with me? And I'm like, yeah, bro. Like,
yeah,
I had to talk with AJ recently, actually.
Oh, that's true.
We both talked to each other. Just like, yeah, like we, I feel like we both felt the same way.
Yeah. I was like, dude, this guy's dope, bro.
Fuck, I can kiss you.
What is this romance going on?
I just kiss you right now.
Kiss right now. Do for the people.
All right, Aaron. This is different because we met early.
Yeah, we met early. But I mean, I've already like explained this story once, but we met in PE, and then I mean, I thought AJ was dope and like we were really good friends in PE. I just didn't think it would go beyond that. Cuz AJ had his own AJ like hung out with like white people in middle school, and I hung out with Asian people. And like I never questioned. I was never like, yo, AJ, like you should fucking turn to the dark side, bro. Like, fuck the white people. Yeah. I never said that. But then like, you know, I was just like, okay, he has his own crew. I have my own crew. Like, it's chill. But then, yeah, you just followed one day and I was like, yeah, this is lit.
All right.
And we kind of went from there.
That's valid.
Yeah.
All right. Next person. Who?
Me too.
That's it.
No, we're going, bro. It's homie time.
I just did Aaron then.
We'll do Aaron next. All right, Ben, go first.
No, he was definitely a chill ass dude. Cause like this motherfucker would always be fucking around. We met during an after school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like this guy would always be like saying the most randomest shit. And then one day he just like randomly starts talking to me. I'm like, yeah, I already fuck with this guy off the bat, right? But like I don't know, dude. I can't remember exactly what happened, but like somehow we got tight. And then he just started inviting me out to like just go eat with his homies.
Oh, was it Aaron that invited you like to the group?
Yeah. Basically, it was that type shit. But
okay,
he was a funny motherfucker. That's all I could say.
I mean, like, when did we meet? First grade, I want to say. Kindergarten, I don't know.
First grade, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck my first impression of.
I don't honestly know what to say for you either. It's been so damn long.
What was the first thing you remember?
Of Aaron?
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I don't know. All I remember is like...
You had to have some sort of like...
Okay, obviously, I thought Aaron was like, he's a cool guy, he's funny. Because like, it was elementary school, so I didn't really think much of it. It's like, oh, he talked to me.
we're friends.
I would go to Aaron's house like religiously every weekend. Like we switch.
Yeah.
But if I want to say like right now, as we aged, what keeps, I think, our friendship is like, not only do we live so close together, but more like our personalities mesh well, I think.
And our hobbies.
Exactly. We have like similar hobbies, similar like personalities where we could reflect on each other. It keeps bouncing, right? So I want to say, first impression of Aaron, obviously, like even how I view him right now, is cool ass guy. I can talk about him with anything. I can rely on him too. And I hope he like, you know, feels the same way. But yeah.
Mine was, okay, so like elementary school, hung out with like white people. You know, I didn't have that many Asian friends. And then I go to middle school and, you know, there's hella Koreans and everything, like hella Asian people. And this, I distinctly remember this in PE. You had a book in your hand.
Dude.
I swear to God. He's like, he has a book in his hand for fucking English.
Nerd, bro.
No. I'm like, hey, hey, you don't have to be a nerd to be read a book, okay?
He always says this. Yeah,
that could be a hobby, bro.
I didn't read back then, bro.
You did it. You were holding it. I don't think you were reading. You were just holding it. And quote unquote Ben, and I was like, this guy's mad studious. This guy's like, this guy has a book in his hand in PE. I was like, yo, this guy's different. Like, I never seen that before.
Is that actually what you thought of me?
Yeah, I was like, this motherfucker's reading a book. I swear to God, you were sitting like on the fence. Like, you were sitting on the fence with a book in your hand, talking shit about the book. And I was like, yo, this guy's hella funny, and he's talking about a book. That's crazy.
Was this during middle school?
Yeah, this is middle school PE.
Okay.
We didn't even have our PE clothes at the time. We were just...
Dad, you remember that for?
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, dude. This guy seems dope. And then we just started talking.
Did you guys honestly ever read...
No.
Well, I'm sparking the fuck out of it.
If I liked the book, I read sometimes.
Books that I liked, I obviously read.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I sparked them all the way.
Yeah, me too. That's facts. All right, next up, Alvin. Ben goes first again.
I met you through church.
You did?
How old are you?
But like, I think I was like freshman, sophomore year.
No, you're a senior.
I was a senior?
I went to, because...
No. I think I was a junior.
I was a junior when I went.
Really?
First time going to the church, I was a junior.
No, I was just out with my phone playing Hearthstone or some shit, and you just like fucking approached me. You're just like, yo, what's up with it, dude?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense. Like, I remember because like, it was like this, because the church that we went to is really small, right?
Yeah.
So like, I knew, I want to say like three people during the high school ministry, and then they would just talk about blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, oh, like, who here do you like fuck with the most, whatever, right? And then it was Mercil that was like, oh, like Ben, I think you'll get along with him. That's when I put myself out there to you.
Interesting. Yeah. I did not know that.
But yeah, when you were playing your game on your phone church.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
This was like Sunday
honest.
School, bro.
It was Sunday school.
Yeah. I was just like not giving a fuck, bro.
Okay, nothing's changed.
Yeah, but like I was like, he's cool. You're fucking cool, dude. I fucking knew you were like, you knew Aaron back when you were
young. I don't think he knew of me through Aaron though.
I didn't know of you through Aaron, but like it was like after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that if I never reached out to you, you would have reached out to me?
Ah, that's kind of tough. Maybe.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I'd say no, dude, man.
No, knowing Ben, fuck no.
You'd just be playing Hearthstone.
I know. Yeah, you wouldn't even notice that Alvin was there.
Nah, if somebody doesn't make that first move, I probably wouldn't.
No, this is what Ben would do. Bennett like would tell like his other friends like, "Yo, Alvin's chill, bro," and then do nothing about it. Like, yo, that new Alvin, he's dope, and then do nothing about it.
Hey, why are you calling me out like that, bro?
Is that not facts or something?
No. You're mostly right. Like, unless you're super approachable, like, which is why I was like hesitant. Mm-hmm. If you're super approachable, I'll go up to you. But if you're not, then I fucking wouldn't.
All right, Aaron. Do you even remember? I don't know.
I actually don't remember like when I first met
Alvin. We've known each other for so long.
It's just been way too long. But like, I don't know what to say either. I feel like it's just the same shit as Alvin. It's like, I've known Alvin so long to the point where it's like, he's almost like a brother to me. Like, it's just, I don't have like I feel like we were just born at the fucking same time. Like I don't know what happened. And it's like we're just like homies. Like even like I don't know. Like after elementary school, we like I guess we're like not friends because we went our separate ways in like middle schools and shit. But then literally after we reconnected like in high school, like it was just off the same shit. It's like we were just
exactly
as close as we were in elementary school. And then now that we're like out of college and like graduating shit, it's just like the same shit.
Yeah. I remember when we first met too, like back at, we met through fucking YMCA.
Yeah.
Basketball. And I remember we first saw each other, we acted as if like we were back on same terms.
Yeah. It was literally
it was
like, just,
it was super clean, super fresh.
Same page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a sign of a good friendship.
And right I respected there. That. That's when I was like, okay. Like he sees it that way and I see it the same way.
Yeah.
From there, it's just smooth sailing.
All right, AJ.
Well, honestly, like, I think I met you first at YMCA when we played, like, pickup.
But we didn't, yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, but I was like, oh, this guy's a baller, bro. Like,
honestly, out of all forums right here, the only one who can say, like, if me and AJ say we hoop, we don't actually
we don't
hoop. But if Alvin says that, he means it. Yeah. Like, he can hoop.
Because I was like, yo, this guy's, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
I want him on my pickup team. Like, I was like, oh, okay. But, like, when I, like, actually got to talk to you was, like, Pomona. When
we right.
And I was like, this guy is down as fuck. I was like, hey, yo, that's a lit motherfucker.
Always.
So he's always down. I was like, all right, I fuck with the energy. You know what I mean? I'm not like that, but I wish I could be. But I fuck with people who are like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like, I was like, yeah, this guy's down. He's hella chill. I was like, all right, I'm down. All right. Now Ben.
Benjamin.
Big boy Ben. Who do we start with? It's not Ben this time.
I'll start.
Okay.
Like he said, the first time I met you is fucking through like... Hearts or games.
Yeah, it was right? The games.
I don't know. My first impression of you was like, I feel like he's the type to be to himself.
Yeah.
I saw it in that way. And I was just like, I'm going to let him be. But at the same time, like me being so fresh and new to the church, I was trying to meet new people. Right. And then at that time, you seemed approachable. Right. So, I mean, I thought from the get-go, you were like really chill. You were really easy to talk with. But I would say, when I first talked with him, I thought I was talking to like a clean slate. I don't know what the fuck he was saying. He would talk about the most random shit. And I would look at him like... I'd be like, oh, really? Okay, cool. Okay. Scratch all that. When I first met you, I low-key thought you were weird.
Damn.
Weird right, as like... Socially.
Yeah.
But like you're a lot you're way better now. But I'm saying like I feel like I'm looking at spicy though. High key. But yeah, I mean socially like I would be the one leading the conversation and then you would say your piece, but you would drift off.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what the fuck is he talking about? But I would be like, I just met him, I'd be like, okay, cool, I would just hear you out. But you're really chill. Really chill. You're easy to talk with. You, I feel like my read on you was like, obviously you're introverted. You wouldn't have what I just heard. You would have reached out to me, but it was like, I felt you felt really comfortable since we talked. Cause I approached you. We had similarities, all that. You're chill. That's how I thought of you.
Okay.
When I met Ben, I feel like this was a pivotal moment in our squad, but also for Ben's friendship. Cause like it was super interesting because we met at Hagwon or after school and like I have never seen this motherfucker around campus in my life. Like I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
But I met him and then I was like, dude, this guy's funny. Cause the thing is at our after school, like I mean we would all do this as a group, but especially me, you, Johnny, and Eric, we would do these things where we dare each other to do shit. We would just dare each other to like do random shit that like honestly is so out of pocket, you know? Like for me, like John, I think Johnny talked about this in the last podcast he was here, but like for me, it was like we had a pull-up bar and he's like, Aaron, I want you to scream as loud as you can while you do pull-ups. So I was literally doing pull-ups. I was like, what? I was screaming at the top of my lungs, you know? And then for Ben, it was like, I forget what it was, but like he was in that squad where it was me, Johnny, Eric, and Ben, where we're just doing like the randomest shit and it was just out of pocket as fuck. And like we're just doing hella dares. But after that, I was like, damn, okay, this guy's a down ass fool. Like he's chill as fuck. And then after a while, I was just wondering, like, yo, Ben, like, I've never seen you on campus. Like, who do you hang out with? And then, you know, he named people.
The wackest motherfuckers. Yeah,
and then I was like, what the fuck, bro? Just come to our group, bro. And then after that, it's just been smooth sailing.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, I'm not gonna lie, Ben. I don't remember you ever getting in my car like the first time. But that's not because of you. It's more.
No, just, we never talked.
No, it's
never
not. Talked. I mean, it's that, but it's more of like
everyone was in
like
your car.
Everyone was in my car.
Dude, AJ was top dog sophomore year.
I was fucking like, I was like the L line, bro. Like the L line to fucking Burger King, bro. I was like,
the F train.
Yeah, I was like, yo, you want a ride? I got you. Like.
So I'm not gonna lie, you had the face like, who are these motherfuckers in my car, dude? Every single time you gave us a ride.
And all my head was like, I'm getting a rodeo cheeseburger. Whoever's in my car, just come with me. Like, I don't give a fuck. So like, I genuinely don't remember like the first time you got in my car. Like, I'm just gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Because like, hella people got in my car. But the first thing I genuinely remember was like, we had levering together.
Okay.
So we had AP Econ together. Senior year. I sat like, pretty much like, one row away from you.
Yeah.
First day, man's just asleep. I'm like, wait a minute. Of all the days I pay attention, it's the first day. But this guy, nah.
Syllabus weekend.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, this guy's built different, bro. Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Wait. Do you know that Ben was diagnosed with narcolepsy?
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but I honestly think it's bullshit.
I do think it's bullshit.
Bullshit. But he was quote unquote diagnosed with narcolepsy.
Well, but I didn't know that. But I was just like, dude, this guy's different, bro. He's just sleeping. First day, I was like, shit. All right, I get you. Okay. And then like, we would like have a little like every now and then like interaction in levering.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing was like when you were falling asleep and levering came up to me. He's like, Ben, stand up. And I was like, oh shit. Like, and Ben's like, okay. This motherfucker stood up the whole period, bro. Like, he was just standing the whole time. And I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, I got sent outside, bro.
Oh, yeah. You got sent outside. And I was like, shit, dude, this guy is crazy. And I was like, all right, I fuck with that.
It's interesting, though, because knowing Ben, he's not the type to, like, do that on purpose. Like, he's not trying to fuck with teachers. Like, Ben's a respectful person. Like,
I just think he just doesn't give a fuck.
He just literally didn't give a fuck
to stay awake
enough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is so funny.
I was like, dude, this guy's hilarious.
No, he is funny. Ben's a funny guy. In like, not a good way.
Yeah. I respect it.
Like Ben, okay, low key, no shame. But Ben in high school was like the people you'd like laugh at, but like you in the back of your mind be like, thank God I'm not like him.
That's why I said, I'm like, yeah, at least I'm not getting chewed out.
Yeah, literally. Like, at least I'm not getting bitched out by my teachers, bro. Like, no, because I had a class with Ben too, and I had literally the same like situation where like our teacher would like fucking shit on Ben. I'm like, thank God that's not me right now. Like, holy shit.
That shit was funny, though.
But damn. Yeah, Ben, you a down ass, or you used to be a down ass.
I think he is now, though.
You've come back. But there was like a solid like 2 years of where you were like
pussy.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
But you've come back. Because this guy like literally like, When he like first joined us, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's because like he didn't like really know anyone that well. He was trying to like kind of prove himself.
Okay.
But like in the beginning of when he joined our squad, this motherfucker would be down to do anything.
Yeah, you jumped in the pool.
Yeah, I
remember seeing stories about
this man jumped in a pool when it was like 40 degrees outside, and I was like, Ben,
you're savage.
That's wild.
It was at Dean's place, right?
Eric's place. But I was like, that's wild, bro. Like, I hella respect you for that. I have the video, like, on my phone of him doing
God
that.
Damn.
Bro, that's wild. But now you tell Ben to, like, drink a cup of water. He's like, no, bro, what the fuck, bro? I'm not doing that. Dude, water? Fuck you.
I hate you so much, bro.
The Eric Ben gaslight is real, bro.
Actually, though,
it's so funny, though. All right, another topic I had in mind. Aaron's in his peacock era, bro.
Okay.
What? I just want to know. Like, show the people. Come on. He has a little dyed hair here.
I don't think they can see it.
Okay, but it's bleached. He's got a little tip bleach. What was the inspiration behind that?
There's no inspo.
You just like, fuck it?
Okay, I feel like the thing with me is, I feel like you guys may know this, but I get bored very fast.
So you just need some change.
I need change. And like, you guys know, but I dyed my hair senior year of high school.
Right. That? Yeah.
It was literally because I was bored. But I remember I had Mr. Bierman senior year. Fucking shittiest teacher on the planet. I hope you're fucking watching this, Mr. Bierman, because you shouldn't have a damn job, bro. You're a shit teacher. You're whack. Suck my dick. I'm making more money than you, bro. Suck my dick. And I'm like fucking a third your age, bro. And you're a damn theater and fucking AP English teacher in high school, bro. You're stupid. Anyways. Ooh, I felt good getting off my
dick. That's bad. And honestly, after the shit I saw you go through.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I remember I dyed my hair like that summer and I came to class and he's like, and he literally called me out first day of class. He's like, why'd you dye your hair? And I was like, I was just bored. It's like, that's not a good enough reason. I'm like,
the fuck?
That's I'm bullshit. Like, bitch, you are not the one to tell me what is a good enough reason or not. But like going back to me fucking 24 now, like I'm literally just bored. I got bored of my hair. I just wanted to change it up. So I got little silver tips.
No, it's good. It looks good.
You can pull it off.
Yeah. It looks good.
No, but that's the thing for me. I get bored too fast. You know, I can't keep the same thing for a while. You know, with anything, with a job, girl, hair, anything.
Do you think you have commitment issues?
Okay, dude, chill out. Chill out.
Let's be real. You think you have commitment issues? Like, this should be real. Let's be honest. Let's be vulnerable. Come on.
I think I do. Because the thing is, like, if I found a hairstyle, like, I'll bring it back to the hair. But if I found a hairstyle I truly fucked with and I was comfortable with it, I'd keep it.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you know what? This is mine.
Right.
It's my hairstyle. I can rock with it.
Yeah.
If I found a girl that I really fuck with, I'm like, this is my girl.
Yeah.
I fuck with it. I can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I would keep it. But the thing is, I haven't found anything like that in my life. Even job. I really fuck with this job. This is mine. I can keep it. I don't think that, though. But, you know, maybe I don't think that because I have commitment issues, because I need change constantly. And even living, you know, it's like Irvine, I lived a year and I was like,
well, Irvine was boring. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you agree, though, because like, it doesn't make me sound like a
fucking. I mean, Alvin lived in OC.
I feel like it's different because that was peak COVID, peak quarantine era.
Not Irvine. We went out in Irvine.
Yeah, we went. It wasn't like, it was COVID, but it wasn't like COVID.
It wasn't COVID. Yeah, fuck. Maybe I do have commitment issues. I don't know.
But I wonder like what that stems from, though.
Just being bored, no?
Yeah, I think for me, like, I need like fun in my life.
I think you just always want like something new.
I do want something new. I like experiencing new things constantly.
That's why, okay.
I'm the same way.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I love experiencing new things and more of just, like, I get bored fucking easily.
That's why, like, every time we go to the same place, right? Let's say, like, Carl's Jr., for example. You're always down to try new shit.
Yeah.
Even if you know, like, even if there's an off chance, like, it might be bad, you're always like, maybe it might be good.
It's the what if factor.
But that, you know that about me. I'm always grass is green.
I think that's good, but.
It's good and bad. Pros and cons for everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, to an extent, like, it's always good to explore things, for sure.
Yeah, right? But at the same time, ignorance is bliss, you know? If you don't know, then you will be content with what you have.
Right.
That's what I personally, like, can't do. Like, I just always need to strive for something else. Whether it's good or bad. It could be good, it could be bad.
Yeah.
But I just need to try it, which is... All right, we having a little chit-chat. You want to share with the class what you're talking about?
No, teacher.
Benjamin, I want you to recite what you said out loud to the whole class so the whole class can hear it.
It's not that serious.
It's like, Mr. Levering, it wasn't really like you, I swear. Mr. Levering, I swear. I wasn't making fun of you, I promise.
No, but I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has their own thing, you know?
It's pros and cons, though.
Yeah.
There's pros and cons to both sides, but...
Yeah.
I feel like for me, though, it's like once I find... Okay, well, I feel like living is a different thing because where I live, like I know LA is my home. Yeah. I will come back to LA 100%. But I think it's nice to know that I understand that LA is my home because...
You're grounded.
I'm grounded. But because I know I'll come back here, I want to go everywhere I can.
And then eventually end
come back to LA. Nice. Exactly. Okay. So I think that's the good thing. But with like hair and like girls or whatever.
Well, I don't think the hair thing is like a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. But like there are people that know like what
they like.
Like for example, Alvin. Alvin knows he can rock this hair. He's had this haircut for a while.
Oh, my hair right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. He knows he rocks his hair. So he'll continue to do it. But for me, it's like I've never been fully confident in like a certain hairstyle. So that's why I keep like fucking trying different shit. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to dye my hair, cut my hair short, grow it out long. Fuck it. I'll do whatever. But that's why I like constantly explore.
That's actually funny that you mentioned that. Because recently I've been debating to switch my hairstyle.
You say that every year.
No, but the thing is like...
And I swear to God, every year comes to me like, Aaron, should I grow my hair out?
No, I even grow my hair out. It's more, yo, do you can see me in a buzz cut?
No, no, but literally, I will always pull that shit with me. I'm like, yeah, you should try it, bro. And they're like, nah, bro, I'm good.
I'm scared of change.
I'm really scared
of change.
You just, I swear to God, run this clip back. But he's like, I'm the same way, bro. Run the clip back.
I love experiencing new things. And more of just, I get bored fucking easily. No, okay.
I swear to God, no, you said
I
that.
I did. Do you know what the thing is? Like, okay. I'm to that extent, but when it comes to like hairstyles or like whatever, I've had this hair for so like, most my entire life, basically. But I've always wanted to be like, huh? I wonder if I could pull this off. But I never had the balls to pull it. Like, go for it.
No, but Alvin, the thing is, like, I think you look really good in that hairstyle.
Yeah, it fits you.
It fits you very well.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I haven't had a hairstyle where I felt myself like, oh, this is me. This is Alvin Chu. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like fucking, I fuck around with my hair a lot. Like, I just kind of do whatever.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like you constantly changing your hairstyle fits you the most, though. Because, like, that's just you.
Damn, Ben's saying I'm never going to get married.
Yeah!
Honestly, after I heard that, that's all I heard. He said
he'll never settle.
Yeah, no, that's honestly what I heard though. I was like, damn, okay, Ben's telling me I'm never gonna settle.
I'm not gonna lie, it's still crazy to me that you've never felt quote unquote like you quote unquote love someone.
No, I've never experienced love, only from my mama. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Maybe it is just because like you hold so dearly that your mom's love that like it's hard to compete with that, you know. I don't think many people can compete with, like, your mom's love.
100%. Obviously.
Gladly say I'm a mama boy.
No, I think we're all mama's boys.
Yeah, we're all mama's boys.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, like, it's hard to, like, compete with that, you know?
Nah, but that's how you know they're the one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's not like I haven't fucked around. Like, I've definitely, like, around, but, like, as soon as I feel that type of love, that's how I know I'm going to marry this girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think in the positive, though, like, that is good that you know what you want.
I think we all here know what we want, but it's just that some of us, AJ, like, will, you know.
I ignore.
Yeah, exactly.
I ignore it.
You know? Yeah. But I think what we all here, you know, being mama's boys, we know that, like, that type of love is what we're striving for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's facts.
I agree.
That went way too deep from Aaron, you dyed your hair.
That's a whole different spectrum.
Oh yeah.
No, Aaron, not gonna lie, that's what I appreciate about you though. Like, if somebody's willing to try something new, you go like, fuck it, dude. Just do it.
No, but I like I myself like trying new shit, as you can tell by my fucking hair. But yeah. I love when like my friends like try new shit. I think it's more so because I know, like, out of our squad, I'm the most willing to try new shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't give enough fucks to not try new shit. Because I feel like, bro, okay, let's be honest. At the end of the day, me dyeing my hair, like, it's obviously a risky move. It's like,
right.
More than half the people will say that looks like shit because it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's out of the ordinary.
It's out of the ordinary. It's not typical Aaron, you know? It's like...
No, but I think it's better to be like not typical.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I like when my friends try new shit, because it's like, dude, you broke past that barrier of like other people shitting on you. And it's like, you're able to get past, like when you shave your head, every time I'm like, I fucking support it. Well, A, because I genuinely think it looks good on you. But B, it's like, you know what? You're going over that barrier of everyone saying you look fucking dumb. You look like a fucking mom.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, it's like, you're just realizing like, you don't that shit.
No, but I want to grow it out because it's cold.
No, no, that, no,
like
that,
it's very cold.
That's
makes
fine,
sense.
But I think like my head is cold. When you make that decision to do it,
yeah.
I think it's a bold decision to be like, you know what? Fuck what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Yeah. That's valid.
And I support any decision my friends make where it's like, fuck what everyone thinks. I want to do this personally. I support it.
Yeah.
Is that what you think true individuality is?
Yeah, bro. Like, I think if you can say, fuck everyone else, I'm going to do this, even though everyone might fucking hate it. Dude, I think that's when you're being your true self, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to know who you are until you fucking do that type of shit.
So would you say out of your group, you're the most spontaneous?
I'd say so. Probably. Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. We're all sort of set in our own ways. Yeah.
But so you're always, so the rule as in like that saying of like, you're always down to do something once.
No, I get what you mean.
Was that a
question?
No, it kind of was a question and a statement.
No, it was just a statement. Oh, okay. Not even a question.
No, yeah, I'll do everything once.
I think you're just more adventurous than a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm more adventurous. I'm down to explore shit that like my friends.
That's me.
Wouldn't
shut the fuck
up. I'm dead ass the time.
This guy is the most contradicting motherfucker because he said this, but he's like, yeah, I'm not changing my hairstyle.
Yeah. No. When it comes to physical features, like I'm too scared to change my look.
Okay.
But when it comes to doing things naturally, like, oh, I want to try this. I'm always like with it. I agree. I'm a really spontaneous guy.
I agree with that.
Like, I feel like life experience wise,
I'm there for it.
But physical appearance.
I'm really strict. That's like, oh, I already found what I can ride with or like what I'm comfortable with. And I'm too shy to like change it.
No, but I respect that. But I feel like that's natural. Yeah, me pushing myself to do all this crazy shit with my hair and stuff is
that,
because
I respect that though.
No, but it's because I haven't found that. And I feel like if I was Alvin Cho and I found like, oh, this haircut looks good on me, I'd spam the fuck out of that shit for the rest of my life. But the thing is, I haven't found that for myself as Aaron Yang. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No, I get you.
I do want to ask, like, do you guys think there was a hairstyle that suited Aaron particularly?
No, dude, honestly.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care what any of you guys say because every time I get a haircut, like, it's literally a 50-50. There are 50% of people that say I look better with short hair. There are 50% of people that say I look better with long hair. So that's why I always go back and forth.
Interesting.
Where, like, I cut my hair short, I grow it out for, like, 6 months, and then leave it long. But it's because literally everybody is so torn with, like, how my hair looks that I just can't fucking decide, like, what looks better on me.
Plus, you're a very logistical person. And if you go like, okay, there's like 70-80% who think I look better this way, you'll keep it that way.
Yeah, I would. Because for me, it's like, I don't want to sound like a cocky bastard, but like, I feel like I look good in either short hair or long hair. Like, I can pull out.
No, you do.
I'm not going to look like a fucking dumbass with either, but it's like, okay, if more are leaning towards one way, I'll go the other way. Cause it's like, or go that way because it's like, okay, I know I look decent with either. Like, I don't care. But it's literally, like, every time I grow out my hair, 50% of people are like, you look good with long hair, bro. You look so cool. And then the other 50% is like, you look like a fucking homeless bastard. And then when I cut my hair short, it's like, oh, my God, you look so clean and fresh. And the other 50% is like, dude, you look like a fucking child. So it's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck to do. But that's why I, like, literally, I cut my hair short, grow it out for, like, 6 months, make it long, and then rinse and repeat.
But I mean... Okay, I think my personal opinion, you look best with the long hair.
I agree. That was all I was going to say.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't think you would say that.
No,
bro.
Just because you have the waves. You have the natural waves.
I didn't think you would say that.
No. You have the natural waves. So it's like it accentuates the waves. It accentuates the waves.
I'm with AJ on that. Yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
No, but how long?
A little longer than this.
A little longer. Like... The front is just a little short, but...
No, but you're talking about, like, before I got my hair cut?
Yeah, it was good.
Damn,
I agree.
Really?
I agree. Yeah.
No, but the thing is, there are people who like will say that.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's gonna say some shit.
Everyone's indifferent.
Yeah,
no, everyone's that's what I'm saying. Thing. Like you three will say this, but then another three will say, "No, you look better with short hair."
Yeah, but I mean, it's like whatever you value the most, you know. Like if your close homies are saying, like, "I value your short hair," then if you valued your close homies' opinion, then
no. Like, but it's like okay, let's like, for example, you guys will say this, but like a couple close like girl homies
will say, "Yeah,
short hair." Yeah.
Yeah, but
I feel like at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever you're most comfortable with, to be honest.
No, but that's why I go like.
50-50.
That's why I cut it short and then grow it out.
I mean, like, it's the same thing with, like, my buzz cut. Like, girls don't like buzz cuts.
Nah, bro, you'd be surprised.
Well, like, it's like 50-50.
It is 50-50.
Like, the safer option is to have hair.
Yeah.
Like, longer hair.
The safer option.
Like, more often than that, they're not going to question you.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, like, people will be more attracted to, like, short hair, but then, like, the other half will be like, I don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck is this fucking classroom session going on?
Yeah, what the fuck, Alvin? You want to say that to a whole class out loud?
I said paper towel. Because I spilled.
Why is there beer in your soju glass?
Somek. You dropped like 3 ounces,
Ben,
bro.
Ben, you're spilling on the cord.
Yeah, Ben, don't spill on the cord. Ben. Come on.
It's going to get fucked up. All right, drink your drink and then... And
yeah?
Then, drink your drink and then clean.
Damn, why are you getting so manly, bro?
Ben, shut up! Shut up, man!
Cheers!
Before you spill more.
Going back to the hair thing, though, like, I feel like, I understand. For you, it's the same situation, the buzz and the
long hair. Yeah. Like, a lot of people are be like, yo, you look stupid.
Yeah. But
like,
no, but I genuinely, I mean, I guess, like, yeah, take this for a grain of salt, because I'm a guy. But, like, I feel like the buzz makes you look older and more mature.
No, the only I would keep it. But the thing is, like, I'm very cold.
No, yeah, maybe it's like a summertime.
It's a summer type of me. Yeah,
grow it out. Winter, yeah. Summertime buzz.
Well, also I'm trying not to go bald, so I'm trying to like get some sort of like treatment for my hair, and then grow it out and see if that works. And then like also, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but you'll figure it out. Yeah. I feel like. Well, if anything, what you discovered, if you believe me, is that you look good with long hair. Well, not long hair. Because I will say, to be completely honest, your worst look out of everything I've seen is when you have like long hair. Like when it's like
no, but what about
hair?
I've never seen AJ that was with
the worst?
Long hair.
I think that's the worst. I think when you have like a decent, like a
shortish,
like a fade and then a long on top. Yeah. That's decent. But then your buzz is also good.
Yeah.
I think the worst out of everything I've seen is the long.
Yeah.
Like when you have that beaver cut.
Not going to lie. It seems like he's trying to cover something up.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think that's the worst look out of all the looks I've seen. But the thing is, the short hair is decent. And then the buzz is fucking good. And then, the long is when it looks like not.
I'm so just too lazy to get hair.
Hey, AJ, I will tell you right now, you could pull off the beanie look really well.
That's true.
I think that beanie right now, it fits you really nicely.
Aaron might give you shit, but like you look good. I only give him shit though because he copies Johnny.
Yeah, I'll admit I copy Johnny and like all that shit.
But no, but like you look good. You look good.
I have a question. So you know how you like you know what you want in a sense.
Yeah.
There's a question. How do you feel about a girl who has hella guy friends? Like, do you think that's a turnoff or like you think it's like it's fine?
Okay. So for me, when it comes to that, I've been told I'm very chill when it comes to that.
Okay.
I'm not the type to get jealous.
Okay. Okay. But say your shit.
I'm just kidding.
I've been told like they're to the point where my significant other at the time was like, why don't you get jealous? Cause I want to say when it comes to dating and all that, like, oh, guy best friend, I really don't care.
You know why though?
Why?
It's because you have a lot of girlfriends.
Hey, that's bad.
Yeah.
So it's even.
You know
what
the thing is? I really don't. I can for sure say like maybe three. That's it.
Lizzie, Gloria, yay.
Exactly. That's it.
Shit, you caught me red-handed.
That's honestly, it.
I take back everything I said. You're right. My bad.
Because I'm the only girls I've talked about with you in my group is those three girls.
You're right.
So she has like hella guy friends.
My fault.
No, you're good. You're straight.
No, if she has hella guy friends, like, you're okay.
Yeah. I think I'm really chill. Because, like, I'm dating you because I trust you.
Okay, valid.
You know what I'm saying?
That's valid as well.
But the thing is, like, I'm not stupid. As in, like, to the point where, it's like, I know they want me to feel, quote unquote, jealous in a way. And the thing is, like, I'll play with it, but at the same time, I really don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I'll be honest, though. I feel more comfortable if the girl I'm dating has, like, a core girl best friend group.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So, kind of like what we are.
Yeah.
Like, I feel more comfortable if the girl I'm dating has, like, what we have. Just the girl version. I don't give a shit if she has a lot of guy best friends or whatever.
But they're not close.
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, whatever. But as long as she has, like, a core...
Like, these are my girls.
Yeah, these are my girls, then I'm totally okay with it. Like, I don't care if, like, you know, obviously with that comes with, like, I'm getting roasted in the group chat. You know?
Yeah.
I'm getting my fucking screenshots, like, sent in the group chat. But I feel like that's better than, like, just a girl having, like, just a bunch of guy friends. Just fucking, like, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a core girl best friend group. I feel like that's, like, a green flag for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben?
Damn, you really turned on Ben, bro?
No, I'm just curious. Okay, like, okay. What do you know? Like, what do you want? What do you think you know?
I mean,
what do I think I know?
No, I'm just curious. Up. I'm like, would you up. Like?
Hey, we can just cut this whole part and just skip it.
Okay. Well, like, in my sense, I'm in the same sense as Aaron. Is like, I have a core group of guys. And, like, I have some girlfriends that are homies, but, like, they're not, like, my close... Like, I have maybe, like, one or two close girl homies. You know what I mean? But, like, my core group...
Avery and Audrey.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But, like, I'm definitely the jealous type, so I feel like I'd be, like, kind of, like, mad about it.
So you're not for it?
Yeah.
No, I feel you, though. I am the jealous type, but, like, if I really trust her...
Then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's valid. Yeah. That's valid.
Yeah, like here's the thing with me. Like, what I'm going for is someone who, like, is objectively attractive.
Right.
Not subjectively. Objectively attractive.
Right.
So with that comes other people will think they're attractive.
But you know in your heart that she's proved herself to be trustful.
Exactly. So I feel like it's okay then.
Okay. That's valid.
So I don't care if other people hit on her.
Yeah, because you know deep down she's not going to do it.
Exactly.
I see.
So as long as it's like that, then I'm okay with it.
No, I think that's what everyone wants, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. It's what everyone wants, and it's what I want, but will I get it? Who fucking knows? But fuck the world. Yep.
Yeah. Valid. All right. Off of that.
If your homie got, bit by a poisonous snake, would you suck the shit out of him?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I would... No, but the thing is, like kind of like that. If a robber or, like, a fucking villain, like, literally had one of my homies gunpoint and be like, if you don't suck this guy's dick, I'm gonna kill him. Like, dude, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd be like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I would get on my knees. For sure. No, like, then I frame one, I'm on my knees. No,
frame one, bro. I'd be doing one of these. I mean...
Hey, it's gonna go like,
can I please put this on my podcast? Why not?
I wouldn't even hesitate. I just like, dude, that's it, bro.
Dude, I'm deep throwing that shit.
Exactly. I fucking do
bro,
it.
Bro, I'll give it a Glock on 9000. I don't give a fuck. Like,
okay,
the homie survives. Work, bet.
No, but I just do it. It's just like, dude, fuck it. Like, I'd suck a dick.
That's act of service. That's an act
to save a life. I'd suck a dick, bro.
Similar to guys, not similar to guys. Similar to girls, like hang out with hella dudes. Like, shout out to Angie. No last name.
Same one.
Damn. Should you go to the club if you're in a relationship?
Dude, that's so hit or miss, though.
That's how I'm viewing it right now.
So it depends on the person?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like if my girl was like a non-clubber...
It'd be weird.
Yeah, and she told me like I don't want you to go to the club. Then I wouldn't go. Like, it's,
yeah.
Like, I don't need to go to the club. But if it's like, my girl's a clubber too.
Okay, let's take the variable out. Like, she's a clubber too.
Oh, I'm fucking going, bro.
Yeah. So you guys are going. So is you.
Yeah.
So you're just matching the energy, basically.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
Only if this is the girl of my dreams, bro.
Yeah. But like, wouldn't you think like the girl of your dreams also go clubbing? Like not extensively, but like she knows how to have fun.
No, but that's just me right now.
So maybe in the future you might be different.
I might be a little different. Okay. But like, yeah, sure. The girl of my dreams right now would go clubbing.
I think it matters on trust, how much you trust this person, as well as like if you guys are in the same category of like,
yeah,
how much you go out.
I agree. Yeah. That makes sense.
But the best is like if you guys go out together.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you just go out together, then you cut out all variables. Yeah. Like it's fine.
It doesn't matter at the point. Yeah. I have a question.
All right.
From Sandy Garcia. How would you feel if either of your friends brings their girl over and she isn't really vibing with everybody? Like, would you tell your homeboy?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro. What the fuck, bro? Fuck yeah, I tell my homeboy, bro. What the fuck?
You'd be like, yo, fuck, this chick ain't in it.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm the same way.
I have no filter with that type of shit, bro. It's like, dude, if you bring your girl over and it's like, the boys aren't fucking with her, that's a clear sign.
Bro, that's
like
a red flag.
It honestly is a red flag. It's like, dude, that's not it. That's not it.
That's true. I agree.
The boys know you the best.
Yeah.
And exactly. If they see something that you don't, then you're fucking up a little
bit. Yeah. You want to tell a little story, though? You got a little story behind this, huh?
Yeah. My ex. The first time Aaron and Gene ever met her, right off the bat, they were like, I don't fuck with this chick.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if me and Gene actually told this to you, but when you were like up with Sophia in the room when she was fucked up, me and Gene were talking.
Oh no, you told me.
Oh okay. I'm sure I did tell you.
Yeah, you told me.
I want to hide you. But me and Gene were like, dude, fuck this girl, bro. Like, damn. You don't fuck with her one bit.
Why? Yeah, what about her was off-putting?
We don't.
I don't even want to talk about this.
We don't need to go that
deep. We don't need to go. I don't know.
She just did some shady shit that for sure, like me being with the rose tinted goggles, I didn't see.
Bro, that shit was.
But they saw right away.
But they told you.
Yeah. No, but the crazy thing was AJ saw it.
Yeah, I saw it, but
he saw.
Would you say you saw, but you're like low-key blinded?
I was blinded so hard.
Okay,
he was blinded so hard. Blinded.
That's why, like, every time like we had some sort of thing together, I was reserved about bringing her over.
I get that. I 100% get that. But it's because if you feel like you need to do that already,
yeah, then it's not a good sign.
Exactly, it's already fucked.
I agree.
Yeah. So I learned that lesson the hard way, but I mean, it is what it is.
You still learned.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you. No, bro, fuck AJ. No. Don't give him that he's still learning, he's still in car. Because I literally told him, I was like, AJ, bro, you shouldn't be doing this, bro. Hey, bro, like, no, I'm about to fucking experience it first, bro. I gotta live it first, bro. I gotta fucking do it first. I'm like, dude, what, bro?
No. I honestly take fault on that. That's like,
okay. That's, I wasn't like, here for that.
Honestly, he just wanted to fuck. Which is fine.
Yeah.
But there's Tinder for a fucking reason, bro. There's literally a whole ass app for you. They made an app for you, bro. And you don't use it. And this one was like, I got a girlfriend now, bro. I'm about to fuck, bro. I'm like, dude. No, but I will say I'm glad you got it all out one.
No, I get that.
One bang, you know. You got it all out with one bang. Yeah. Well, at least to what I think.
Yeah, we won't know until we know.
Well, actually, no. You didn't get it out.
We'll see.
Well, you got most of it out. I want to believe with one bang. All right, this is episode
28
of the Bella Boys podcast. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. If you comment, please leave us a question because it helps us out a lot. If you watch this far, I want you to comment Alvin and Ben.
Hey.
You know, we want both of them back. I know you guys already love Ben for some fucking reason. But I will say, me and AJ love Alvin more. So comment Alvin and Ben so we can get both of them back. You know what I'm saying? So Alvin, A-L-V-I-N, and B-E-N. And we'll bring both of them back. But thank you guys for watching. And we will see you guys next week.